This scripture comes from Isaiah 60, verse 13. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the pine, the fir, and the cypress together, to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. Centuries ago, long before the birth of Christ, the use of evergreen branches were always a part of festive processions. The evergreen wreath has always been an emblem of eternal life and God's faithfulness to all humanity. Although cold winter kills the most plants, the evergreen remains through it all, the symbol of life. For us today, it becomes the joyous, happy symbol of life eternal in our Lord Jesus Christ. The wreaths that are hung in our sanctuary also have a symbolic significance. The endless circle reminds us of the endless love of God, and their green color, which is evergreen, reminds us of the new life that God gives us. We'll never die. Please turn to page 237 in your hymnals and sing verses 1 through 3 of Sing We Now of Christmas.
The traditional Christmas flower. Although it is treasured in all parts of the world as a symbol of Christmas, it can be traced back to an old Mexican legend. A poor peasant girl going to her church to visit the manger scene on Christmas morning was brokenhearted because she had nothing of beauty or value to offer the Christ child. On her way, she picked some weeds from the side of the road and, as her only possession in the world, laid them at the feet of the statue of the Virgin Mary. They were transformed into the scarlet brilliance of the poinsettia we know today. The poinsettias remind us of Joel Robert Poinsett, for whom the plant is named. He was born in Charleston in 1759 and was a planter, botanist, statesman, and our country's first minister to Mexico, from where he first brought the plant to Charleston in 1829. Now it is used throughout the world at Christmas time. The bright blood-red poinsettia has become the most popular of all Christmas flowers. The star of the leaf is said to represent the star that stood over the Christ child. The red flower stands for the blood of the male infants that King Herod had slain. The red flower also represents the shed blood of Christ who came to be our Savior. Please join us in singing I Wonder As I Wander, found on an insert in your bulletin or on the screen.